Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Southwest Airlines is facing scrutiny over 38 used planes it bought from companies like Russia and Turkey. According to the Federal Aviation Administration, Southwest has not been able to produce paperwork documenting previous repairs on those planes. For more, let's bring in Seth Kaplan, Here and Now transportation analyst. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Jeremy.
So Southwest is saying this is more of a record-keeping problem than a safety risk. Maybe not surprising that they would say that, but what's your sense? How worried should passengers be that Southwest can't produce these papers?
Well, the allegations are serious here. Southwest accused of not even translating the safety records into English. So I guess to, you know, misappropriate an old Donald Rumsfeld saying about how they're known unknowns and unknown unknowns, right? You know, the question is, are there just unknown unknowns here? And the reason I would, with hesitation, get on one of these planes is simply that these questionable repairs happened so long ago that these planes, by my math, have probably most of them been in the air 10,000 hours or so since then. And typically, you know, if you have something go very wrong, there's
it'll
not going to be
back
that
again,
less
right.
lag time before it happens. Yeah, but serious allegations nonetheless.
Well, and according to the Wall Street Journal, the FAA was thinking about grounding these planes but decided not to. Why not?
Yeah, I'm looking at the memo here by the head auditor there, and you know the language is very unambiguous. It calls some of Southwest's claims, quote, nonsensical. So they were seriously considering this. The agreement was that Southwest would expedite inspecting all of these planes, that it'll all be done by January 31st. So you mentioned 38 planes, there were originally 88, something like half of them have already been inspected. Another handful of them are undergoing what's called heavy checks, where the plane is practically just taken apart and put back together on a routine basis every several years. And so, yeah, those other 38 by the end of January, and the FAA was satisfied with that agreement.
Okay, I want to ask you about another story. In the UK, there was a BBC TV program that involved fuel tankering, and it led to calls for an end to this practice. So first of all, what is fuel tankering?
Well, all airlines, when they fly, carry some extra fuel than it would normally take to get you to wherever you're flying. And of course, we want them to do this because if something goes wrong and you can't land in Chicago, you want them to have enough fuel to get to Milwaukee or even somewhere beyond that. What tankering is airlines carrying even extra fuel beyond what they could conceivably need because it's so much cheaper where they bought it that even though they have to carry the extra fuel and that burns extra fuel, they still end up saving money. An extreme example, Jeremy, I remember one person at a non-US airline once telling me that there was a route to Venezuela where fuel is heavily subsidized, very cheap, where the whole route was viable simply because of how cheap the fuel was there. Almost didn't matter how much the tickets cost. They bought the fuel there and then, you know, used it all day. That would be an extreme example, but that gives you an idea of what they're looking at here.
But you're saying that if they have to carry all that extra fuel on the journey, they're burning a lot more fuel on the plane just to carry that extra fuel.
That's right. And so that, Jeremy, is kind of different from usually what's good for airlines economically when it comes to fuel burn is also good for the environment, right? Because usually if you're saving fuel because you bought a new airplane, it burns less fuel, you're also emitting less carbon dioxide. But this is kind of an exception to that.
So do you think that airlines, including British Airways, are going to stop fuel tankering?
There's a there's a reasonable chance that they will, either because of all of this bad publicity or because they're forced to. I mean, these are, you know, public policy questions. You could have legislation, which some people are calling for in the UK. The allegation here is that British Airways, for example, was carrying around all kinds of extra fuel just to save something like $45 on one flight. And so that's where people are saying, if we're doing something really bad for the environment to save that, that's got to change.
That is Seth Kaplan, Here Now transportation analyst, teaching us about a new term, fuel tankering. Now we know what that is. Seth, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.